Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? It's your boy, James Lopez, representing once again for the dope dads of the Fatherhood is Lit community. Last week was insane, so I had to take a week off, especially with Election Day taking place. I just wanted to take off a week just to appreciate life. Sometimes it's really easy to get caught up with everything happening around you. It happens to me often, and whenever I feel that I'm losing focus, I take some time to recharge. It used to be really hard for me to do so, but now with three kids and myself getting older, I'm a little more appreciative of life. So don't ever hesitate to unplug and do you. All the work, all the craziness, everything you love and or hate will be there waiting for you after. Trust me. If you haven't done so already, take a second to subscribe, drop a comment in the review section. But most importantly, I would appreciate it if you all shared this podcast with a friend. Dads like us are different. We need a community that can keep it real with us. One that does it for the dads, not to sell merch or for internet celebrity. A community that gets us. And that's what I'm building here with the Fatherhood is Lit community. The things I speak about alone or with a friend are things we really care about. Things we go through every day, the real world, not the stage world. These gems are for all of us. We have a dad's back, and that's not changing anytime soon. For today's episode 67, I wanted to take it back a little bit. Since times move so fast and attention is needed in so many places, I wanted to grab three of our interviews and devote an episode to three of the topics discussed. I call it Behind the Smoke, since all of my dad friends mean business when it comes to their kids. These interviews aren't just recorded for you guys. I mean, I got a lot of love and respect for you guys, but the content is for me as well. I love learning and love asking questions. Being able to share some of these gems fathers out there have dropped is a blessing. Some of these gems need to be repeated, not just for you, but for myself as well, since every day is a new day to become a better father than yesterday. And considering I love hip-hop, that's where we're going to keep it. So let's do this. Let's start off with the homie Shannon McCullum of episode 4. Shannon has raised a superstar. As dads and even older dads, we might not know who his son is. But our kids definitely do. His son's name is Little Yachty, and he has been working on becoming a star since he was young. Dad had his back. I wanted to find out how he pulled it off. This weekend, I was reminded of him because my middle son was telling my wife that he was going to become a superstar. Little Yachty told his dad the same thing. Just like Shannon, I knew he meant it, but also knew he didn't know what it meant to be a star, or better yet, star in what? What exactly and how you're going to get there are not questions kids think about. And most times, we dads, we throw those ambitious goals to the side and say, nah, that's impossible. Let's try something else. With Shannon, he didn't know what Little Yachty wanted to be or do. What he did know was that he was going to be there to help him along the way and expose him to everything possible. Talk about gangster. My son isn't killing it in the YouTube game yet. He runs a channel called Jordan's Judgment. He doesn't get a million hits like Ryan's World. He doesn't get the deals Ryan's World gets. But he's working. And like Shannon, so am I. I have his back wherever he might lead himself. Check him out on YouTube. It's called Jordan's Judgment, or hit the show notes for the link. He's been working on this solo with a little help from mom on the recording side, and I can't stress how proud I am of his efforts. Kids are ambitious. Real dads help them chase their dreams, no matter how crazy those dreams might seem to us. That was reinforced with my interview with Shannon, so salutes to Shannon and salutes to Little Yachty too. Another great lesson that I pulled came from my friend Devo Springsteen in episode 66. Devo is Kanye West's cousin, and not some seventh cousin that only says he knows him. He's won Grammys with him, started good music with him, and more. They are as family gets. And Devo gave me the same very lesson about 6 years ago when I met him. That lesson is that you can't use other people's names for things. You have to make your name hold weight, and that's a lesson we must teach our kids early and often. See, when Devo came into the tech game, one could assume it would be easy because he was related to a megastar. Especially a megastar with money and the clout that he had. But those that know business know that name dropping gets you nowhere. People didn't care if he was related to Kanye. What they wanted to know was, could he handle his business the way he said he could? He had to build his network with trust and by standing on his own 2 feet. That's a lesson I teach my oldest all the time, especially with the reselling business he has going on. I could easily sell off all his sneakers with ease. I know a few dope people, but what does that do for him? He can't go to a sneaker store and tell them to buy these sneakers. My dad James said so. They either trust him or they don't. Yeah, sometimes a name drop can get you in the door. We all know that. But some favors, well, they're not repeated. Stand on your own 2 feet, 10 toes down. Word to Devo. Build your name up. Name dropping isn't the way to do so. And that's something that I teach my son every single day. And you should do the same. The last gem I wanted to share comes from Clinton Sparks, and we spoke during episode 66 of the podcast. As a youth, I couldn't wait to get Clinton Sparks' latest mixtape, and his Get Familiar tag will never leave my head. I'm always telling my kids, get familiar, get familiar. They don't know where it came from, but I sure do. But Clinton didn't stop with hip hop. He's busy taking over everything from video games to even writing his own book titled How to Win Big in the Music Industry. I know how hard it is to work like crazy and still devote so much time to the family, and wanted to know how he made it happen. His answer was simple. He said his kids were his priority, so everything outside of his home revolved around them. I know. You need to get your bills paid. You need to hustle. I hear you and I feel you. Those things have to get done. What he meant is making the most of the time outside of those priorities. My friends ask me all the time how I get to spend so much time with my kids while still hustling as much as I do. And Clinton's answer is my answer. I don't waste time with shit I don't care about. I know time is precious. So if I have to choose between my kids or hitting up a club every night, I have to go with my kids. Sometimes you will choose the club or something else over your kids, and that's okay. We all need a break. Just make sure the amount of time you spend with them always, and I mean always, outweighs the things you can live without. They say you can't have the best time of your life without your kids being included. I kind of disagree. You can have a ton of fun without them, but without them, there is no life. They are the best part of our lives. Always make time for them before anyone or anything else. As someone who was raised on hip-hop, hip-hop keeps me motivated. If it's one thing I have learned from all three of these dads, is that we can't live without our kids, so all that other nonsense can kick rocks. We, just like all of you out there, don't play about our kids. We make our presence felt and seize every opportunity to do so. That's the most gangster shit any of us can do. Be present. We matter, fellas, and don't you ever forget that. Fatherhood is lit.